Daddy Cool in America.
Listen to the show. Normie Rowe!
Go Set Magazine.
Normie Rowe is 19, but at 19 he's an old hand at manipulating teenage hysteria. He has the magic on stage that scores of hopeful teenage singers envy. I guess I was just one of the lucky ones, he says. There was a boom, and I just rode the crest of it.
That's how the ABC's Four Corners program reported Normie Rowe back in 1966. Hi there, I'm James Valentine. We're looking back at the life and times of Go Set magazine. Today we'll hear from Australia's favourite 60s teen idol, Normie Rowe.
I think I was associated with Go Set pretty much from the very first edition, and it was pretty good to have something that was much more associated with the way that kids felt in those days. I was one of the kids, of course. You know.
What kind of stories did Go Set do on Normie?
Everything from Normie's new songs to Normie's new socks, and from I Won't Kill in Vietnam to I'm Lonely and I Want to Come Home from England. All sorts of things. A lot of them were a little bit fluffy, and you know, I mean, I think we all knew that if there was an image of me and Stevie Wright from the Easy Beats, MPD Limited, and Ronnie Burns on the front cover of the magazine, it was going to sell that week.
Go Set often ran competitions for female fans to win a date with Normie. How does Normie remember those times?
Every time I call you on the phone.
Girls were really nice, they were demure, they cared about you, you know, and I got more out of it than each individual got from me, I have to feel. Those people, even today, come along and we are still friends, you know, and I just finished a tour of the Greek islands and Gallipoli, and there were people, women on there, who would sit down and say, oh God, if this had only happened in 1965, all my girlfriends would have blah, 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 blah. And you just think, isn't that lovely that they still like you? We tried to generate hysteria by, well, you see, you could gauge how well you were going by the amount of hysteria you were generating. I got more screams than you tonight, you know, that sort of thing. There were a lot of contrivances, but the ones that worked most of all weren't contrived. There was one in particular. I was hit from behind by one of the girls and fell off the stage at Sydney Town Hall. And usually you were able to fall into the crowd, which would break your fall, but the crowd stepped back and it's a very, very tall stage. And I hit the ground head first. Next thing I'm coming to and somebody's saying, let them carry you out. Then the public relations guy, our PR guy, said, make this look good for the camera. So I got outside, they're carrying me to the ambulance, and he pinched me in the side, and I just doubled over, and at that time all the cameras took the photo and it ended up on the front page of every newspaper in the country. Normie hurt in crush.
One young writer, Lily Brett, now a well-known author, wrote most of the stories on Normie for Go Set.
Also had the most beautiful nature. It was a wonderful nature and a great journalistic nature, because it was a nature that would disarm you, and therefore you could drop your guard and say things knowing full well that no matter how you said it, and we weren't very good with words in those days, I'm probably still not all that good, but after a while you learn to be very protective. But Lily never ever took advantage of those moments, and you don't find that in journalism today.
Conscription for the war in Vietnam at the time was a real possibility for many young men. Normie took quite a public stance on the issue. In October 1967, Go Set featured a cover with Normie and the following quotes.
I think we've got to fight to keep communism out of Australia. My ideals are completely anti-communist. I don't put myself in a different class to anybody else, so why shouldn't I go and help? I've always said I'd go. Now people might realise that I mean it. Put it this way. I'm not making any plans further ahead than the next intake of national servicemen.
But why did Normie feel this way?
You know, I didn't feel that I should be treated any differently to any of the other 50,000 national servicemen who were called up. And funnily enough, it seemed to go against the grain of the general attitude of the people writing for Go Set magazine. My attitude was, I'm watching these other guys go off to war, get shot, get hurt, wounded. I felt that I owed something to Providence or to good luck or God or the country or my parents or something for allowing me to have been born in Australia and not having been born in somewhere like Singapore or Hong Kong or any of the myriad other places where poor people were really poor.
Normie was conscripted and started military training in 1968. Gossett kept readers informed on his time in the army. However, by the time he returned to civilian life in 1970, his pop career had suffered greatly. His outlook on life had also changed.
Well, my involvement with Gossett after Vietnam was meagre because my attitudes had changed so much about the pop music industry and I didn't know whether I really wanted to be in there. I guess in a lot of ways, Gossett had become more of a political device than it was a news device for young people.
It's not easy loving you, baby.
Normie Rowe's career had begun just before Gossett started in 1966. Both Normie's and Gossett's successes went hand in hand.
Without Gossett, I have no doubt that I wouldn't have had the wonderful career and be associated with the public of Australia the way I am and have been all my life. You know, I can't thank Gossett enough.
Next week, we'll look back at some of the hip and groovy language Gossett used back in the 1960s and 70s. See you then.